Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there he is, Doug Plagans. He is in Tampere, Finland. Did I pronounce that correctly, Doug?
You did well with that one, Hawk. How's it going, guys?
Very good. Tampere, Finland. Panthers play in Finland tomorrow and Saturday. You will hear tomorrow's game here on 560 WQAM beginning at 2 p.m., which is when our show normally starts. So we won't be on tomorrow till about 5, 5:15. 5:30 when Plagans is done with the postgame show. So we will have a super, super abbreviated Football Friday as Plagans brings you some hockey from Finland. What's the team's trip to Finland been like? Sacha Barkov, I'm guessing, is a national hero.
Yeah, that's the big thing here is that with this matchup being here in Tampere, it's Alexander Barkov's hometown. And he's obviously played here before in the global series. Remember, the Panthers played in Helsinki back in 2018. So when I say here, he's played NHL games in Finland, but this time around playing a couple of games in his hometown. And Roope Hintz, who's one of the star players on the Dallas Stars, it's also his hometown. So it's a big matchup and a big homecoming for the two of them. And then on top of that, with the Panthers, you've got Anton Lundell, Nico Mikkola, and Etu Luostarinen, who are all Finnish players and are all, you know, just solid NHL players to boot. And so you've got a lot of star players coming back home to play here in Finland. And you've got a couple other ones on the Dallas Stars as well, and Esa Lindell and Miro Heiskanen, who's a top defenseman in the league. So it shows you, for one, the depth of talent that a country, you know, that like Finland, it's not a huge country by any means, but the depth of talent that this country can produce in hockey, it's just absolutely impressive. But you also see the pride that these players have in their home country, and in the case of Barkov and Roope Hintz, in their hometowns. And you see the joy that the fans here have and the pride that the fans have in, you know, showing off that that Finland is a hockey rich country. And then on top of that, to see the way that all, you know, the Panthers, Barkov's Panthers teammates who aren't Finnish are enjoying the experience and seeing, you know, being along for this and seeing how much the Finnish NHL stars mean to the people here and the fans here. It's just made it really special. And to put it in perspective, the Panthers hopped on a plane right after that win in Buffalo back on Monday night. We landed in Helsinki about 2 o'clock in the afternoon Finland time on Tuesday, and then there was some media obligations, and yesterday was an off day in Helsinki. Today the team's practiced here in Tampere, which is about a 2-hour train ride away from Helsinki. To put it in perspective, we are about 8 hours driving distance south of the Arctic Circle, so this is further north than any Doug Plagans has ever gone before, and we're excited to get things going with the game action tomorrow afternoon.
And Doug, if Barkey was to score, like, they would go nuts, right? In the NFL, only thing close to this I can get to, like, when a guy's with a team for 10 years and then he leaves the team and he goes back and plays at his prior team's home, and, you know, they really scheme him up to score. They'll get on the 1 yard line, give him the ball, let him score. Can you do that in hockey? Like, can they put Barkey in a situation to have a very advantageous opportunity to have his hometown go crazy?
Well, for one, I think he's so elite that anytime he's on the ice, it's an advantageous opportunity for something good to happen if you're the Florida Panthers. But I think the big thing we're going to see, and Paul Maurice talked about this, and there was the soundbite that played during the break that even mentioned this a little bit, but he's pointed to the fact that one thing you realize coming over here is that when you grow up in North America, you think that, you know, it's, as he said, it's first you think it's Canada's game, and then you see how much the U.S. has grown. And when you spend all your time in North America, you see it through the lens of Canada, the United States. And now you come over here and you realize that the people over here love this sport just as much as we do in North America. Everybody in Finland loves hockey. So I think the big thing you're going to see tomorrow, that to use a wrestling terminology, the pop that Alexander Barkov is going to get and the pop that Roope Hintz gets over on the Dallas side are probably going to be the biggest two pops anybody will get all day in terms of crowd reaction. But I think the crowd reactions that you'll get for Anton Lundell, for Nico Mikkola, for Etulu Ostarinen, when they announce each of those guys pregame, it's going to be really special, and it's going to be loud, and it's going to be a huge ovation. From based on what I've gathered, the arena for hockey holds about 13,500. Beautiful new arena. It's only about 4 years old. I was in there today setting up the radio gear, making sure everything worked. But it's going to be loud in there. And I can already tell you, if what we saw 6 years ago down in Helsinki is any indicator, the excitement you're going to get from these fans when any of the Finnish players step on the ice, it's going to be really special.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.